This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Should the president have the right to fire whoever he wants? That is the question that the Supreme Court is grappling with, and I would like to know the answer as well. The conservative majority on the Supreme Court may be ready to back the president's push to take over independent agencies. I'm talking like an agency like the Federal Trade Commission, okay? In March, President Trump fired Rebecca Kelly Slaughter. She was the head of the Federal Trade Commission. And there is a federal law from 1935 that requires presidents to show cause, like malfeasance, some kind of wrongdoing, before booting leaders of agencies that are run by multi-member boards. So is he going to be allowed to do this? And if so, what does that mean for other government agencies that are deemed to be independent? I have lots of questions for our next guest. Joining us now is Jill Hasday, constitutional lawyer and law professor from the University of Minnesota. She joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Jill, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me.
I believe we have a drop of you saying that whenever we call, it's never good news. So the idea, it's true, the idea that the Supreme Court may be ready to back President Trump to take over independent agencies, is that terrible news for our country? And if so, why?
Okay, so let me back up and give a little background. So as you said, Donald Trump purported to fire Rebecca Slaughter, who was a Democratic member of the Federal Trade Commission. And this violates a federal law that says for the president to fire someone, he needs to have cause, which is just a legal way of saying he needs to have a reason. And the question is whether that constraint on presidential power is constitutional. In a 1935 case called Humphrey's Executor, the court held that it was constitutional for Congress to place limits on presidential power over so-called independent agencies. Basically, the idea was Congress was going to give these agencies a lot of power, but it would have the confidence that these would be bipartisan they would be run by bipartisan boards that would be protected from political whim. The problem for these independent boards is that starting in the 80s, a number of commentators and lawyers on the right began to promote what they call unitary executive theory. And what that says is, this theory says, the president is the executive branch. In other words, the president has complete control over the executive branch. There can be no limits on his power. And members of the conservative majority in the Supreme Court have been quite sympathetic. So, for instance, already in a 2020 case, they said, citing unitary executive theory, the president can't be stopped from firing the head of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. But that was a case where there was only one head, And after this 2020 case, there was still this open question, well, what about a situation where it's an independent agency with a multi-member board? And as you said, the court seems poised to say, no, there's no constraint on presidential power. He can fire at will.
Okay, so what was the original purpose of creating those agencies that were independent of direct presidential control if, I guess, the president was supposed to be the executor of the executive branch?
So one thing the founders did not anticipate was the rise of the administrative state. And that's just all the agencies that do so much of the work of the federal government. So the Environmental Protection Agency, the Federal Reserve, all these different agencies. And the idea is that this is a huge expansion of what the executive does. But sometimes Congress is worried about that balance of power getting out of whack. And by making some particularly important agencies somewhat insulated from presidential control, that would be a way of balancing out the fact that the president has all this unprecedented power. But on the other hand, at least for agencies where there's a particular reason to be insulated from politics, so for instance, the classic case would be the Federal Reserve, it would be a disaster for the economy to have interest rates be set based on what a politician thinks will get them reelected, right, as opposed to what the economists think will tamp down inflation and promote growth. So that's the basic idea behind independent agencies, which I think have worked actually pretty well for 90 years.
Okay, so right now, are we in danger of that going away? You know, will he now have the fire? Will he now have the authority to fire the heads of the FCC or the SEC or any of these organizations that currently are independent from him?
Based on the oral argument, he's definitely going to win in this particular case. He's going to be able to fire Rebecca Slaughter. There was some wrestling about how far the decision reaches. So, for instance, of the six conservatives, I don't actually like saying conservative because I don't think they're too conservative, mm-hmm. but of the six on the right, Alito and Kavanaugh both seem very uncomfortable with the idea of cutting into the independence of the Federal Reserve. And I think actually one of the strongest points that the lawyer for Rebecca Slaughter had is, well, if you eliminate the independence of the Federal Trade Commission, what exactly is your theory to preserve the independence of the Federal Reserve? And the court seems worried about that. So it's possible, who knows what they're going to do, but either, I can imagine at least two approaches. One is they'll say, somehow we don't have to decide on the independence of the Federal Reserve right now because that's not the case in front of us. Or there's some indications in some of their shadow docket cases that they're going to come up with some historical theory for why the Federal Reserve is different from the Federal Trade Commission. And we'll see how plausible that is. But it is interesting to me that for some agencies, the court is very alert to the importance of independence, but they don't seem to have that same sense for the Federal Trade Commission.
Why?
I don't know, except they know that money in the economy is really important. They're maybe more skeptical of the role. Like, for instance, many people argued with this 2020 decision removing the independence of the Consumer Protection Board that, well, the conservative justices were just unsympathetic to that kind of consumer protection mission. In contrast, anyone who's taken economics understands the role of the Fed in trying to mitigate the boom and bust cycle of an unregulated economy. So I think it might be just a normative view, like they buy into the Federal Reserve's importance and they understand the case for independence and they're less convinced about the need for the independence of the Federal Trade Commission. And I would just say the response to that is it's not up to the court when they think independence is justified. It's up to Congress, right? Congress made the policy decision that preserving the independence of the Federal Trade Commission is worthwhile.
So is Congress fighting back against this? Is Congress trying to stop this in any way? Is there any legislation? Is there any appeal to the Supreme Court? Or are they doing anything?
Unfortunately, we're not in a moment of a lot of activity from Congress. This suit is being brought, I think it's fair to say, this suit is being brought by Rebecca Slaughter. Mm-hmm. I do think Congress really has a role to play, among other things. say the Supreme Court, as it seems about to, gets rid of this idea of for-cause protection, so the president has complete control over these agencies, mm-hmm. that isn't what Congress had in mind in creating these agencies. Right. And a more powerful, or I don't want to say powerful because Congress has enormous power, but a Congress that was more interested in using its power might revisit the scope of some of these agencies and say, actually, mm-hmm. maybe we shouldn't have these agencies do all these things if, in fact, it's going to be under the complete political control of the president. That wasn't the initial deal. But I think it's fair to say that Congress is not in a moment of big activity. The House was basically on vacation the entire summer.
Right.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I think you're being generous when you say that and about their efficacy. They've been fairly useless for a while. If the Supreme Court does side with the president and say he gets to fire the heads of these agencies, this will fundamentally change the way regulations have existed in our country for over 100 years. I mean, this is like, old law.
It's hard to
The implications. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. It's not even just these agencies, but I'll give you a few more examples.
Yes,
so,
please.
There's something called Article 1 judges, which are administrative law judges. If you are denied Social Security disability benefits and you think you were denied incorrectly, you don't immediately go to, like, the federal district court. There's actually a whole administrative judicial process. Those Article 1 judges, right now, they operate as, like, actual judges. The president isn't telling them what to do. But if mm-hmm. the court is going all into unitary executive theory, does that suggest you actually can't have Article 1 judges because they just have to do exactly what the president says? Similarly, another implication is, and this has been in the news quite a bit, there's a number of statutory protections for civil service employees that are designed to protect the civil service as a nonpartisan and merit-based operation, where it's not just the previous regime, which was the spoil system, where people come in just as like the flunkies of the president. Well, if you're going full in on the unitary executive theory, how can there be anyone working for the executive in the executive branch that the president can't just fire at will? So, and the three more liberal justices in oral argument tried to say, you're potentially disrupting an enormous part of the federal government, and we'll see what the majority says.
And I mean, that would have direct implications if you change all the judges on everyday people. Is that right?
Oh, yes. I mean, they all have direct implications for everyday people. I think one of the puzzles of the federal government is people don't realize all the ways the government is necessarily operating. I mean, even the Consumer Protection Board, they got billions of dollars back from fraudulent deals. I mean, there's plenty of people who are being affected. If the Article 1 judges lose their independence, that affects your ability to appeal everyday denial of benefits, which is, just an enormous number of cases. If the civil service isn't independent, among other things, you can't rely on the factual information coming out of the federal government. Like, we've seen disputes about, you know, the earnings report where they issue the labor, how the labor market is doing, et cetera. Sure. All that turns on having an independent and expert civil service where when they release the numbers, you can have the confidence this is their best assessment of what the numbers are. This isn't politics.
When do you think this could happen? I mean, it was supposed to happen, I believe, today. They were supposed to create a rule or have a ruling. I've been on the air for 2.5 hours. Have they?
No. So the oral argument was yesterday, but the case is probably going to come out in June or July at the end of the term, because this is what, you know, the technical term would be a blockbuster. And usually they wait till the end, in part because they're circulating drafts. There's going to be a lot of, I think the fight is not going to be about whether Rebecca Slaughter wins or loses. She's losing. The fight is about how broadly or narrowly they write the opinion. For instance, do they try to come up with some rationale that would cabin this off from the Article I judge scenario or the civil service or the Federal Reserve? That's really what's at issue at this point.
And also, I don't know what the Supreme Court is thinking, but long term, there's going to be a different administration with different values. So can they, go ahead.
I mean, I'll say that many people say that it's not a coincidence that Republican lawyers began pushing this unitary executive theory in an era when Republicans were doing great in presidential elections, but Democrats controlled Congress. And so it's not surprising that in that era, they were looking for arguments for expanding presidential power and taking it away from Congress. Democrats controlled Congress for decades, but the Republicans were doing well in presidential elections. But, you know, the worm turns.
That's it. I mean, they have to know that whoever there's going to be a different executive in power from a different party.
It's funny, though. I was reading this study, and it was about what the winning party says after an election. And what the author pointed out is after every election, people say there's been a fundamental shift. We have won for the foreseeable future. People said that after Obama. Certainly the Trump people are saying that now. And the lesson of American history over the last decades is actually there hasn't been a fundamental shift in one way or the other. Instead, it flip-flops back and forth.
It does. It does. Jill Hasday, constitutional lawyer, thank you so much for coming on and explaining these very complex issues. And we hope to have you on again soon.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.